The first one in John 13, Jesus says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another." However, in Leviticus 19, that's the same commandment that's given. Earlier, when the lawyer challenged Jesus, he summed up the second law, you should love your neighbor as yourself. So the first question is, what's new about the new commandment? Second question is, in light of my first name being Calvin, I hear the phrase new Calvinism. Wondering if you could elaborate on what that means. Anything new for somebody who's getting older is always a good thing.
Okay, Cal. Now, you'll have to help me. New Calvinism. I haven't even heard of that. Can you tell me anything about it you know?
No.
Okay. Cal, that's great. But let's go back to your first one. Let's go to Leviticus 19, and we should always, I mean, I'm sorry, in trying to, you know, not take too long, I'm trying to answer, but, okay, love the Lord in 19, I am the Lord your God, I am the Lord, I am the Lord. Where is it, Cal? Come on, help us. You shall be holy, I am the Lord. Verse 18, you shall not take, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Basically, what this is called is, it's called the 11th command, actually. And what he's saying, not that it was a new, never spoken before, but in the minds of people, there were 10 commandments. And Paul later said that love fulfills all of those 10. And you can see that, you know, if you really love the Lord, you know, you won't have any other gods. And if you really love the Lord, you won't misuse his name. And if you really love the Lord, you know the Ten Commandments. The fourth commandment about the Sabbath day is love demands intimacy. And if you really love the Lord, you'll set aside time to be intimate with him and spend time to get to know him and everything else. And if you really love your parents, you'll honor them, you know. And if you really love someone, you'll never kill them, the sixth commandment. If you really love someone, you'll never be unfaithful to them, the seventh commandment. You know the commandments. And Paul said, love fulfills them all. So Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Now you notice that actually the new commandment is you love one another. The when Jesus was talking to the scholar of the law, he said that there are two. You could divide the Ten Commandments into love God and love your neighbor. But the new commandment that Jesus talked about, when he said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another," he is talking about the practice personally. This is, you can take all of the rules God has and you can subsume them under either loving God would cover them or loving your neighbor. You know, if you love your neighbor, you would never, you know, short him in his change or something like that. If you love God, then you will never do anything like Doug's question about astrology. God hates anything to do with the occult. And so if you love God, we would never choose to be entertained by the occult. And that is something we're going to have to really start thinking about as our media slides into occultism, into supernatural powers that are not from God. So they're from the devil. There isn't any twilight zone where there's a neutral zone. But now to the other half of what Cal said. Look at John 13 in the New Testament. And John 13, he said to them, by this shall all men... Here we go, it's 34. He said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this will all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love for one another. When he talked about in Matthew, and that's Matthew, I think the other one you cited is Matthew 22. Cal. 22, where is it? Yeah. So basically what we're looking at is the Leviticus 19:18 we just talked about. Jesus said, in the Old Testament, it says, love your neighbor as yourself. Then Jesus says that in Matthew 22:37. You shall love the Lord your God. So this is Matthew 22:37 and 38. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. So this is what Jesus said. And Jesus is just referring back to this Leviticus 19:18, the love your neighbor as yourself. But in John 13, verse 34, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. See, the neighbor is almost like looking at, you know, we're living in Judaism and we've got people in their fields or next to ours and all that. Christ is now, this is actually, from chapter 13 on, this is the legacy of Christ to his disciples. He's talking to believers. Judas leaves, by the way. Judas leaves before the communion service, most likely. And so from the celebration of communion all the way through John 17 is all to believers. What God told Israel, that if you want to know how to do what I want, don't do anything that displeases me, don't harm your neighbor. Jesus extends that in John 13 and says, I have an 11th commandment for you. Not only don't harm, I'm saying go beyond this. Verse 34, a new commandment I give you, you love one another as I have loved you. Jesus didn't just go around and say, okay, I'm not going to lie to you because I love you. I'm not going to kill you because I love you. I'm not going to steal from you because I love you. I'm not going to commit adultery because I love you. He said, I'm going to go beyond that. And what kind of love did Jesus have? Greater love has no man than this, that he what? Yeah. The sacrificial, self-sacrificial love. So actually, here, all it is kind of like respect, consideration, love your neighbor as yourself, you know, go the extra mile, all this, you know, to be kind. This 11th commandment in John 13, 34, and 35, personally, I believe that takes us to the next level. It's that self-sacrificing love. That the world, in fact, on the way in, someone said, I have a question, I don't want to go to the microphone. I said, okay, I'm ready. What is it? And they said, somebody somewhere, their relative, I don't know where, is homosexually marrying another homosexual. And they said, should we protest that and not attend and you know, show how wrong that is? Or should we go? I said, well, I'm glad you didn't ask that, because I would hate to answer that in public, you know, and have it recorded. But I would say this, that one of the biggest problems with homosexuality is they don't know what real love is. And this whole transgender thing and everything else, it's just terribly filled with woe and hurt, and there's so much lack of real love. It's, as Paul said, it's abnormal and perverted and everything else. How will those people who so desperately need to see real love ever know real love if all we do is protest them? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about the face of Christianity most people see is the holding up, you know, bloody pictures of babies at abortion clinics and saying gays go to hell. And that's the public face of Christianity. And Jesus is as pro-life as you can get, and Jesus is as pro-marriage as you can get. But he said, here's a new commandment for you, that you love one another and that you express love, my love, by the Holy Spirit. So I'm not going to tell you what I told that lady because she didn't ask it in public, and I don't want to get anybody riled up. But if one of my relatives becomes a sodomite, a lesbian, and they have a wedding, and that's my only touch with them, and they invite me to it, I would tell them that is not marriage, and that is not of God, and it is sin, but you're still my relative. And I'll come, because I love you, and so does God. but that doesn't excuse or condone your sin. That's just my personal feeling on that. Why I'm saying that is, how can we share the gospel with the world that we just protest everything they do? Everything they do is sin. And some are horribler or more disgusting than others, but in God's sight, they're all sin. So what I'm saying, Cal, is that I have never thought of this before tonight, okay? That was a new idea for you. But I would see this as a restatement of that, and I would see this as a heightened self-sacrificial love. That's what I see as the distinction, because he doesn't say neighbor, he says one another. And he's talking only to believers, and this is not to believers. This is just to good Jews that were supposed to love God and love their neighbors, but they didn't really know the Lord. So that would be my opinion. And